It is great to have you with us today here at Covenant Minutes, and I just have something I want to share with you for a few moments. And it is about finding God in chill or hell. How many times have you found yourself in a place or a position where you have felt isolated, alone, distant, and that you couldn't feel God? Maybe you had done something that had been inappropriate. Maybe you had made a mistake. Maybe there was something in your life that separated you in your sense of knowing, believing, understanding of Scripture that kept you from God. And you had not made that way to Calvary through the mercy seat of the Lord by approaching Him. The Bible says that we can approach Him, that He loves us, that He is the high priest, and He cares for us so much. And if we'll approach Him, He'll forgive us of our sins, and He wants to have reconciliation with us. He wants to make a way for us that we might be with Him, not just for eternity, but to share with Him in His glory today, in the midst of His administration, operation, and work in the church and through the body of Christ to this world. We've all felt distance from God in some way, shape, and form at some point in our life. Sometimes it's sin that makes us feel separated from Him. Other times it could be a lack of prayer. Either way, when we feel apart from God, God has not moved away from us. And we need to remember that God has not moved away from us. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. He has never left us. He's not forsaken us. We draw away from Him. He doesn't move. We can find solace in the words of Psalm 139. O Yahweh, You have searched me and You know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought from afar. God understands us better than we think, and He knows what is going on in your life. So when we separate ourselves from God, when we distance ourselves, when we think of ourselves as nothing good for God, He is still there, available, and wanting you to call upon His name. We spend so much time in life explaining ourselves to others. Trying to manage perceptions is a norm in our society, especially for those of us in fast-paced work environments. There's nothing wrong with this as long as our motives are pure. We're being honest, and we're not obsessed with what others think. But it's certainly comforting to know that with God, we never have to explain ourselves. Guys, He already knows. He has already searched us, and He is always present. I know I sometimes verbalize things to God, say, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And He's probably just sitting there going, yeah, I know. But He listens. And He'll listen to you. He knows you've got to get it off your chest. But He wants you to come before Him. The psalmist writes, You barricade me behind and in front, and set Your hand upon me. If I ascend to heaven, there You are. And if I make my bed in Sheol, or the ultimate symbol of darkness in the ancient Near East, hell, look, there You are. If I lift up the wings of the dawn, and I alight on the far side of the sea, even there Your hand would lead me, and Your right hand would hold me fast. Psalm 139, 5, 8 through 10. God is in all these places. He's in all your situations, all your complexities. He's in the midst of all your circumstances of life. We may accept this and these concepts intellectually, but our minds become distracted when we're feeling alone. We let our feelings, our loneliness, our perceptions of how God thinks of us get the best of us. Psalm 139 concludes with the words, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. And see if there is in me the worship of false gods. And lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, 23 and 24. The God who created the universe is waiting for us. He is ready to find our false gods and cast them out. He is ready to help us with our false perceptions. He's ready to help us with our loneliness and our hurts and help us to overcome these things and understand that we're in the world, but we don't have to be necessarily of it with its mindset because we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. We can put on the mind of Christ and we can get these negative thought patterns erased from our being if we allow God to do so and allow Him to alleviate the anxiousness the loneliness, the doubts, and the fears we have. Only He, who is all-knowing and all-present, can bring us ultimate comfort. Only He can close the gap we feel, that gap, that separation. How many times do you separate yourself from friends and neighbors because something is going on, etc., and you kind of don't listen to them when they talk, or you don't take their phone calls, or you don't listen to their texts, or read their texts, but you do whatever you can to kind of, hey, let them know you're either upset, mad, or you just want to not listen to them at all. You're shutting them out. Don't be that way with God. Let the Holy Spirit begin to speak to your heart. Let the Word of God speak to your heart. Let God's love salve of His Holy Spirit begin to minister to you healing today. You'll feel better. You'll recognize His presence. You'll understand the Father's love. And that separation, that loneliness, that anxiety, those doubts will go away. Think about the story of the prodigal son who left his father, who had everything going for him, and wasted it all, but one day came home. And on the midst of being on his way home, his father greeted him well before he reached the household, excited, and did not treat him as though he was, a fool, an idiot for what he had done, but said, get the fatted calf. Get the family ring. Get the family robe. My son is home. That's what God thinks about you. Don't let false gods, don't let doubts, don't let fears, don't let anxieties, don't let these things keep you and cast you away from His presence today. Call upon His name. Take time in His presence. God bless you. I pray that this ministry in the Word was a blessing to you today here on Covenant Minutes. God bless you richly.